Well, over the weekend, Pope Francis drew attention to the many communities in our world that remain excluded from the digital space. He said Catholic communicators provide a significant contribution to the spread of a culture of peace grounded in the truth of the gospel. Well, one way Mater Dei Radio is doing our part to spread peace, well, that is through the Hail Mary Media app. And joining me today to also talk about a great email that is sure to bring peace to your inbox today, it is our digital media director, Sarah Kenzie. She's here for another Tech Tuesday. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Good morning, Brenda. Always happy to be here.
Well, Sarah, we're coming to our listeners today because we had a wonderful guest in studio yesterday. They just listened to the interview in our first hour. It is always a great day when Chef John gets to join us. That's one of the interviews they're going to hear if they open up their email from Mater Dei Radio. Tell us more.
Yes, yeah, so we are so excited to bring this popular feature back. So we have Chef John Wirtis from Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe who joined us. He brought some amazing gluten-free coffee cake. And boy, I got to tell you, I could not tell it was gluten-free. And as listeners might have just heard, it was delicious. We ate quite a bit of it here in the studios, and I might have to go see if there's more now. But yes, so there's a wonderful recipe from Chef John that we are going to be linking to in today's email, as well as the full interview that Chef John did with Brenda and Aaron. And the whole conversation is wonderful. I love hearing about how he makes the coffee cake, all of his little tips and tricks for making it. But I also love hearing about the work of Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. And oh man, it's just so incredible to see how Chef John's program for training people in culinary, you know, skills who have, you know, a disability, especially. I just love hearing about his stories, you know, when he talks about his students, the love and care he has for them, and to see how much they can grow and how much they can really accomplish and the skills that they've learned is so inspiring. So I just love having him here in studio with us. And I'm really excited for our listeners to get to hear this two-part interview where you really get a glimpse into the great work that he's doing, plus a recipe for a coffee cake.
That was a great part of our interview. Our time together was, of course, always eating together. That's how God calls us to be in community, through a wonderful meal like that. But you're right, to talk to Chef John about some of the great things that they're doing at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe, their learning skills, and then the job placement. Mm-hmm. Of course, after our interview was over, he shared that great story about the young woman that came in. They did a video interview with her, so that way she had the ability to give this video to employers to see her skills, because she lacked verbalizing skills that would allow her to even interview. He said there's no way she could interview, but what she can do with a knife in a kitchen is absolutely incredible. So it's a blessing that someone had the inspiration from God and said, we need to start this. And God said, and not only if you start it, I'll bring you Chef John. I believe that is the case for sure. It is a Tech Tuesday. Sarah Kenzie joining us once again to talk about the email that's hitting your inbox this afternoon. Well, along with great interviews, of course, you highlight another one of our great shows every single week. This week, it's Sunday Commentary. You know, we had the opportunity to talk with Dina Marie yesterday, and she talked about how she, throughout her weeks, prepares for Mass by reading the Gospel. And that's the best way. If you can spend a little bit of time preparing for Mass by listening to the Gospel or reading the Gospel, doing a little bit of a reflection on it, when you hear it on Sunday, you're all set to go. Well, you can listen to that entire show, and that's everything that Kevin and Carla do on Sunday Commentary. Tell us a little more.
That's right. And like you said, this is such a fantastic way to prepare for attending Sunday Mass. And I always love to see the connections between especially the Old Testament reading and the Gospel, and then also, you know, the Psalm and the Epistle often fit in there as well. But I love seeing those connections, those parallels. And sometimes when I'm in Mass and I'm hearing it for the very first time, I don't always make those connections. But this is why I really love, you know, something like Sunday Commentary, because Kevin and Carla do such a great job. They read all the readings and then they talk about them and how they really relate to one another and what kind of the theme is for that Sunday. You know, it's not just a random collection of readings that have nothing to do with each other. You know, the way that the church organizes the mass readings is actually very intentional. And so sometimes we just need to take a little bit of time to notice that. And so the theme for this week is really around prayer. And what does prayer look like? What should our attitude be when we're praying? I love one of the things that I think Carla says it about how we really think that sometimes prayer is very complicated, and it's really a lot more simple than we think. In the readings, you hear about Abraham's prayer of intercession, and then you also hear about how Jesus taught his followers to pray the Our Father, and also just the attitude we should have towards God the Father, you know, and really being in that relationship with him. So I just love this episode because it really breaks down, you know, what should our attitude be when we pray? How can we make it, you know, something that we do every day? And so, yeah, I really encourage you to go listen to the whole thing because they say it a lot better than I can. But it's just a great way to prepare for Sunday and also to kind of give us a little reminder of how we should be praying every single day.
Well, life does seem to feel a little bit back to normal. Life is just really busy these days, especially during the summer months here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, one of the things that both David and I have agreed that one of the things we missed during the COVID shutdown was going to a concert.
Oh, yes, me too.
Gathering together to listen to some great music. Well, the Grotto, they got us covered. They've got a wonderful event coming up. It's one of the events that are highlighted also in the email. Tell our listeners a little more.
Sure. So on Saturday, August 6th, the Grotto will be hosting Michael Allen Harrison for a concert on the lawn. And this is up in the upper gardens of the Grotto. And so if you've ever been up there, it's such a peaceful, beautiful place. And I can just imagine it's going to be nice and cool under those big tall fir trees. I saw a picture from a previous event where they had just had a piano out on the lawn and all these people listening. And it just looks so peaceful. And we listened to some of Michael's music just now, and it was just very peaceful and soothing. And I could just see that being just a wonderful, you know, a wonderful summer evening in a beautiful setting. They have hors d'oeuvres and beverages as well. And so we're going to include the details in the email so you can check out that great event.
Well, one of the best places to check out great events is on the community calendar. You have access to it if you have the Hail Mary Media app, also on our webpage at materdeiradio.com. But Sarah, the maps are integrated so seamlessly on our app. So if you wanted to go to one of these great events on our community calendar, well, you just plug it in. The map is going to get you right to where you need to be. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes. So if you are on our Hail Mary Media app, you can just go to our local events tab, and that has our whole community calendar in there and where you can find the map as well. Also wanted to mention, if you want to find Chef John's interview and recipe, that's not only on our website, but it's under the bridge section of the Hail Mary Media app. So you just click on the little icon that says the bridge, and then there's a whole section of Cooking with Chef John. So you can go back and see his previous recipes as well. Also wanted to remind our listeners that we are in the middle of this novena, which we are saying each day, the prayer that Pope Benedict XVI wrote for grandparents. And that is available on our app. If you go under the audio or text prayers, that beautiful prayer is there. And maybe you haven't been able to join us yet. That's okay. You can start today. We're praying it every day leading up to Sunday. And Sunday is the second annual World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly that Pope Francis began, which, as we talked about last week, is such a beautiful reminder for us to really, you know, pray for those people in our lives, if they're still living, to maybe go visit them this weekend. So as you're making plans for this coming weekend, think about who's in your life that you can go visit. And maybe you can also tell them that you were praying this prayer for them.
Absolutely perfect. Boy, that app, it's such a great resource to, well, to more than 1,300 people who have downloaded it so far. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a great Tuesday when we get to talk a little technology.
Thank you, Brenda. Always happy to be here.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie. The Hail Mary Media app is available through your smartphone app store. Download it today. It's absolutely free. And you can get right to that prayer section. And you can find also more information about the app at materdeiradio.com.